Increasingly, Americans do not see an actual doctor when they have an appointment at the doctor's office. Instead, nurse practitioners and physician assistants are often the ones performing routine treatment and diagnosis. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Dr. Atul Grover, Chief Public Policy Officer of the Association of American Medical Colleges, about what NPs and PAs are allowed to do and how they're trained.
Nurse practitioners and physician assistants are playing a more prominent role in healthcare. Would you explain the difference between the two?
The PA or physician assistants have historically been trained to be aiding a physician and the rest of the healthcare team with tasks that can be safely delegated to somebody with a different level of education and training. A lot of that training has actually gotten on the job. A PA will do at least 2 years of college education. They actually have about 3 years of healthcare experience. It may be lab techs, they may have been paramedics. So once they've got that background, they go to a PA program, which is about 3 years of additional classroom education. They do about 2,000 hours of clinical training after that. Nurse practitioners are a little more varied in terms of what the state requirements are. And so most of them are RNs that have bachelor's degrees and then do at least 2 years with both, again, classroom and clinical time. And they may have 5,000 or 6,000 hours of clinical education. But again, this varies by program and by state requirement. Nurse practitioners come out of training unmolded in terms of specialization, but well-grounded with a clinical background to be able to get further on-the-job experience.
So do they have specific areas that they're qualified to handle?
Whatever the supervising physician believes that the physician assistant is qualified to handle, they can handle with some limitations. They're not going to be independently diagnosing and treating to a complete degree. Nurse practitioners are a little more varied, so you may see them practicing independently as primary care clinicians. You've got 20-some states that allow this independent practice, whereas in other cases, they're actually working more alongside a physician and the team the way that a PA does.
So why have some states resisted allowing NPs to practice on their own? And with all due respect, there are some physicians who really don't feel that nurse practitioners should be used in that way and operate independently.
I think if you were to talk to the organized nurse practice community, they understand their limitations. We know that they are just as likely, if not more, to refer to specialist physicians if they feel that they can't meet a particular patient's need. And so I think they feel like they're being limited in terms of what they can do. On the other side, the physician community has said, we have a lot more training, which is true, and you can't compare physicians to nurse practitioners and allow them to do the same thing. I think it's always hard to break down how much of this is in the patient's interest versus in the professional's interest, no matter whose side is being argued. You know, the nurse practitioner is not going to be in the operating room doing brain surgery, but what we want to do with them is improve access so that if the rest of the surgeons are actually operating and somebody comes in that may have a neurosurgical problem, we've trained nurse practitioners so that they can recognize some of the things that we may need to see versus things that maybe can wait or be seen by other people. So it's really been an access issue, but it's being done all throughout the specialties, particularly in some of our subspecialties.
That's Atul Grover of the American Medical Colleges speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of their interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, this Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.